Welcome to KGXT, Gen X Talks podcast, live from Central California. Making plans with the boys. I'm gonna hit the town. Yeah, I'm gonna make some noise. I'll push past the pain and my wounded pride. I'm gonna live it up. Yeah, stay out all night. But sure, I've had some better times. And I can't.
Yeah, I was counting the numbers. The numbers, they just, I can never tell if the disc is full because sometimes I don't take all the old recordings off.
Yeah.
So if it's getting fuller, there's a problem with it, especially if I don't eject the disc correctly. That's not a sexual thing. That's, it says you have to eject your disc correctly.
Don't you always have to eject your disc correctly?
I always eject my disc correctly. And if it doesn't, it says disc not ejected properly. Then when I put it in here, it's not closed out right. And sometimes this thing glitches. So
what's this thing?
This, the pod deck glitches. Okay. If I do not eject
Hello.
My disc correctly from the Mac, when I pull the disc out and put it in the pod deck goes, whoa, dude, you're giving me a weird disc here.
You know? Well, I'm glad you cleared that up of what the disc and the
it's
thing was.
It's a disc
was.
With a K. It's not a sexual reference.
It's not a...
Okay. No, it's not. Don't say it. I'm ejecting my disc with an S correctly. That's it. We're done. Let's move on. This is a family-friendly show.
Oh, okay.
God.
Hey.
Ah, this is a family-friendly show that is brought to you by Loud Trouble LLC, coast-to-coast movers, wide state, left and right, up and down, north and south. They're your guys. They don't move you with those plastic Tonka trucks. They're real metal.
That was good.
You know, that actually, the reason I brought that up, the reason I thought about that, you made a post not too long ago with the kid on Instagram, Tonka trucks, when they were made of metal.
Yeah.
And there's actually a cool cat I saw on a real video. He restores them. He buys them and he fixes them up and repaints them and makes them.
Oh, very cool. Oh, I heard that they're kind of bringing them back though.
The metal ones? Yeah. I hope so. But the reason was that when you made that post, I'm getting myself sidetracked. There was some girl in your comment section that said, Tonka trucks are plastic, not metal.
Well, they are now.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I know. But I wrote to her. I said, well, yeah, we know that. But what we're trying to point out is that Tonka trucks used to be metal. She wrote back, no, they didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, okay, yes. you dumb freaking girl that's 12 years old or she's 25 or
we
something.
We drank from glass bottles
before
there were cans. And they were metal Tonka trucks.
They were. I had them. I had metal Tonka trucks in my backyard. I'm like, I told her that. I said, well, no disrespect to your age and how fucking stupid you are, but I played with them. I had them. She goes, no, you didn't. You're just saying that.
You should tell her now to go find a Gen Xer.
I want to go to her house and hit her over the fucking head with one and go, does that feel like I hit you with a metal truck or a plastic one?
Or go find a Boomer or Gen Xer.
They'll have them. I don't know.
See what's talking about.
I don't know. Just that reminded me of that. Anyway, so yeah, Loud Trouble LLC.
Edward.
These real metal Tonka truck.
And we're late again this
yeah,
week.
Well... Okay, I agree with you. We need to move the podcast to Friday mornings.
Yes.
And I think that's better. I think you're right. I think Thursday we have more time to record. I also think everyone would enjoy a Friday morning, kind of kicking off their weekend, last day of work for most people. Two Bear can buy donuts to kick off the weekend.
There you go. I think it would be better. It's better for our schedule too. Monday's too crazy because we have shows to do.
Then
Tuesday, Wednesday, where you have appointments or we're running errands or you're doing podcasts.
Well, that's when you book our stuff is yes. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes. So, and then it seems like we're just so busy those 2 days. And then it's like we talk about the podcast.
Oh yeah, I was like we should do that. What's really funny is that when we're exhausted, I'll sit in my chair, you'll sit on the end of the couch, you're on your phone or flipping through a book, and I say, you know, we should really do the podcast. You won't even move, and you go, yeah, we should, and we go right back to what we're doing. We don't even get up.
Yeah, we should.
That's a good idea. That's great. Let me know when you have a can of motivation I can open up. Oh my God. All right. So make that an official announcement right now, moving to Fridays.
Oh my gosh.
Shouldn't we?
Yes. Let's make a motion. Click the motion. Click it.
I motion we move the podcast to being released Friday mornings at 12:02 a.m. Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second that motion.
Any opposed? Nobody's opposed. That's a parliamentary thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Now you got to hit the gavel.
All right. We got it. The motion is passed.
Podcasts have been moved to Friday mornings, everyone.
Friday mornings. So we got to
set your alarms.
We got to call Joe.
Uh-oh.
Two bears.
The vote's over. Doesn't matter.
Wow. You're just going to put Joe to the side like that? Like, all right.
I didn't put him aside. He just gets no vote.
Okay. That's putting someone to the side.
He just doesn't get a vote.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Joe.
Love you, but you know.
We're not putting you to the side. We just don't give a shit about you, Joe. We're Gen Xers.
Whatever. We don't give a shit.
Well, so is he. Oh, my God. All right. Whatever.
Hey, you were telling me you got an email. I didn't know
if we should bring that up. We did.
It's just you and I.
Oh, yeah. It's just between you and me. There's nobody else here. We did that short video where the kid came up and said that teacher was giving him severe problems at school. I said I would go to the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
The last podcast was, we talked about it. I went to the meeting. I described how I handled it with this liberal teacher.
You just showed
teacher.
Your presence.
Yeah, I just showed my presence. That's right. Awesome. Well,
the kid handled it. I was so proud of him.
He did. He did a great job. Well, the teacher emailed me.
I'm not surprised.
He told me that I was unprofessional the way I stood there with my intimidating look. I was at the back of the classroom.
You didn't say anything.
You know, you were unprofessional. Now, the first part of that bothers me because I was there as the role of our son's parent.
Right.
How was I unprofessionally being a parent? I've been a parent a long time.
I would call you more of a supporter.
Yeah, but if there is a rank of professional parent, I think I qualify.
Oh, you think? I think we're right up there.
Yeah, we've had a lot of kids. We've raised a lot of kids.
We've gone through a lot of teachers.
How many kids do I have to raise before I can call myself a professional parent?
Yeah, we've had good. We could judge teachers.
We can judge teachers. Yes,
could definitely judge a good or bad teacher.
So he writes us email. First says that I'm unprofessional for the way I conducted myself.
Wrong.
Remember, I didn't say anything. I just stood there making sure that
you're intimidating.
I was leveling the playing field for our son.
Yes.
Okay. So then we all know how the meeting went. You listened to the last podcast and, you know, the teacher was fumbling around and the kid was like, look, if you don't got shit to say, I'm leaving. You know, you're a tough guy when my dad's not here and you torment all of us kids. But then when my dad shows up, all of a sudden you're pretending we're best friends. And now our son was very respectful. He didn't say fuck off, but he kind of got up like, nah, we're done here.
Right.
Well,
he cut him off.
He did. Oh, for sure he did.
Which could be construed to being rude, knowing the teacher would probably say that.
Right. So the teacher goes through this email with me. First, I was unprofessional. Then he said that I swayed the conversation. I didn't allow the conversation to develop the way it should have because of my presence.
So he couldn't force his authority?
Yeah, or his opinion.
Yeah.
He couldn't do any of that.
Uh-huh.
So that's the, that was number two. And then number three, he went off was, I think that you did a bad job. I think you could have handled this better. I've had thousands of kids and I've been around thousands of parents.
Wow.
I. And when he was done, all I said was, well, I am only concerned about one student. Mine, that's my right. son. That's what I told him. You know, I told him that that's the only thing that I was concerned with was one person, one thing, one dime. And that was it. And to the rest of his rambling, he went for like three pages of, you know, how bad of a person I am and how great of a teacher he is. He's won awards and he's the man and I don't know shit. He knows everything. I could have written him back 20 paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
All I said, I wrote him back. I did say that I don't care about all these kids. I don't care about all the parents. I care about one, mine. I did say that. And I gave him my address.
Why would you do that?
I gave him my address and said, you know what? You want to talk about this like a man? You come over here anytime you're ready. You come over and talk to me. Here's my address. Here's when I'm home. Why don't you come on over? We'll settle this outside. We'll go out on the front lawn and we'll take care of this. Well, we can have our discussion man to man, face to face. I don't do emails. As you might have noticed, I showed up at his classroom. I didn't write him an email about how he was handling my son. I went there. So that's it. I gave him the address and I said, you know, you can just come over when you're ready.
Okay. Well, so, we'll see what happens. I doubt he'll come.
I can hear you much better now. Now that you've pulled that microphone up there, I could, just so you know, I hear you in my ear much better.
Okay. Well,
you have such a lovely voice.
I don't think so.
You do. No. Absolutely. Just wonderful.
Well, thank you, but I don't think so. Okay.
All right.
So the kid's almost done with high school.
If he graduates.
He's going to graduate.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Because you, did you see the way he's handling his finals?
I know.
He finished. Are you talking like this for a reason?
I'm just like, you're really quiet. I know. All the time.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going, I know. And I'm like,
because he had his math final, and then he comes home last night, and I go, how was your math final? He goes, good news. It's two parts. I said, what? He goes, we have time to finish it. So the teacher is letting us take the rest of the final tomorrow. This is what he tells me last night. And he goes, so I looked through the rest of the test, and all the stuff I don't know, I'm going to go study it tonight.
Well, that they're going to pass as many seniors as possible. That's the wonderful thing of public school system in California.
Well, they get money.
I don't want to look bad.
No, they get money for attendance by the state. And they the biggest thing is they get money by attendance. That's why they try to make sure you're there or you have a legitimate excuse not to be there, because they get paid huge amounts by attendance. But the other one is passing classes and graduation.
The graduation attendance is like major, whoever passes.
Right. Well, the state of California, for those of you who don't know, what they do is they say, and this was a good idea. They say, listen, if you can get like 97% of your seniors to stay in class, focus, get good grades, and pass, you get a big bonus check
for your school.
For your school from the state of California. Now, what their intention was to make teachers and faculty try really hard to get students to pass. What happened was, is people, the teacher just went, yeah, you passed.
Yeah, it's real simple.
So they can get the money, but they don't really have to put in the work. All they do is mark on the paper. They were counting on the integrity of teachers. Yeah. And they didn't get it.
Yeah.
Not you know all what, of them, but some of them.
You know what else is going to happen? I think grades are going to disappear and they're just going to go pass or fail.
They are.
Because it doesn't matter. No. They just want to know if they're pass or failing. There's no ranking system. The way this world is going, you can't have a first place. No, you can't have a top student.
There's already been in the news that having a valedictorian
hurts
other people's feelings.
Oh my goodness.
It hurts.
Why don't you reward that one for doing their work and staying out of trouble and getting to the top?
It's not that we're rewarding that one, is that we're really downplaying every other student.
Okay.
You don't get the award. They think everyone should get a 5-minute speech on stage.
Hey, I have something a little, well, it's on topic. It's about school. Remember we were discussing, you know, we put Gen Z kid in school early in kindergarten.
Yeah, we're talking about that yesterday while we were driving.
So his birthday's in October. So he was 4 turning 5, correct, when he started?
That's right.
So that means he's an early senior this year. He's 17, he's graduating at 17, turning 18 in October. But I was thinking about something.
Yeah.
He's really super smart, right? And this year, he did not, this was the worst case of senioritis I've ever seen. He barely went to school this year. It was well, I was thinking, what if we did hold him back in kindergarten and let him go later? He would have been 18 turning 19.
Yeah.
So at 18, can't you take yourself out of school?
Sure.
Not attend school?
Right.
I think we would have been fighting that battle. I was thinking about it going, what would have changed?
I still would have put my foot up his ass if he didn't go.
Well, I know, but it would have been very easy for him to.
Okay. And I see your point on that, because then he has some legal ground to go, I don't want to go to school. He can also check himself out of school.
I'm saying. Yeah.
But the argument that I was making in our discussion yesterday was that if I put him, because I chose to push you to put him into school early, that was more me than you. And why I think that was a mistake is that because he's a young 10th grader, a young 11th grader, he was a younger senior. I don't think his maturity level was developed where it could have been had he had another year under his belt. I think he missed some opportunities because of lack of interest. I think in 10th grade, when there was some stuff going on, first of all, he was 6 inches shorter than all the other 10th graders. So he finally quit playing basketball. He played for two seasons. He's like, I'm not tall. If you guys would have held me back, I would have been tall like everybody else, and I could have played. This is really hard. I don't want to do it. I think there was opportunities in FFA and other things. Had he been 1 year older when these opportunities were presented, I think he would have taken them. I think he would have seen them a little differently. I think he was a very young 10th grader, a very young 11th grader. And I think some of the things that came to him, they're like, yeah, you could do this. And he's like, I don't care if I want to. I don't really want to. Now, as a senior, he's looking back going, I wish I would have done some of those things.
Yeah.
Now,
I wanted to bring that up because I'm sure there's parents that are struggling. Things change all the time. The age to get into kindergarten. I don't know exactly what it is right now.
Given the opportunity, now that I've raised 32 children and this last batch of eight that we did, if I could go back in time, every single kid, I would put them in the year, if there's a choice, the year later. I would have held them back for maturity, height, at physical stature. There's tons of reasons I would not put them in early.
And so we're telling people out there to really look at your child. And this was our opinion after we've sent eight through. And we had another one, you know, our second oldest son, third in line?
Yeah.
He got put in early. His birthday was September.
Right.
And we put him in early.
He struggled through school, except for high school. He did well with his group.
Yes.
But he struggled in kindergarten or grade school and junior high. He had trouble.
Yeah. But it wasn't as significant as Gen Z. This one.
You're right. And
his birthday was so much later.
I'm just letting you guys know, I feel that I made a mistake. I would have done things differently. Looking at it now. Now, I'll tell you the one thing that the kid's mad about. He's mad about COVID.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about that all the time. He goes, I hate that they robbed me of a year of high school. He goes, I missed out on a ton of stuff.
I think all the kids in high school feel that way.
I think so, too. But like you said, at least they weren't seniors. Can you imagine that graduating class? You're a senior and you don't get to graduate. You don't get to go on stage. You get some diploma mailed home to you.
Yeah, I wonder if they passed them through no matter what.
They did. Almost all of them, yeah. The online school, they just checked the box, off they went.
That's too bad. That's really, 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 really bad.
Well, COVID was mishandled about halfway through. They could have made some changes and they didn't. And they just let it go over a cliff.
Yeah, and that's going to have these kids suffer too, maturity-wise. It just socially... They didn't have the socialization for a year. They weren't mentally challenged going to school. I think that's part of the laziness problem that we're seeing because the kids were just getting up whenever they want. There was no reprimand to be in your chair, at a computer.
And it's
There's
hard.
Nothing.
Being online classes was hard for our kid. I watched him. He goes, I hate doing this.
Yeah.
I want to go to class. I want to sit at a desk. I don't want to do this anymore.
So I think the seniors that are graduating post-COVID right now that have gone through it,
I think they're
struggling with getting out in the world and making themselves do stuff.
Well, I will tell you that our kid has come around. He's come around quite a bit. I don't know what it's like. I know there's people listening right now that they'll say they're yelling at their radios right now going, my kid did well. There's some that are going, this totally screwed up my kid. Mm-hmm. And I would agree with that on both counts. It's probably true. I will let you know that it damaged our son, but I think he's worked through it to a pretty good spot right now. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, I think there's also a thing, and this is, there's studies about this, that girls mature faster than boys.
Right.
I think if we looked at it, I bet you girls handled it much better than the boys.
I wouldn't
in
know.
High school, but I don't know, I'm maybe. Just saying they. We'll see.
Well, I don't know if he's going to graduate either, because as much as I say he's maturing, and as much as I say he's doing well, he came to me the other day and I said, "Hey, what are you doing for your agriculture?
Oh yeah,
final." And he goes, "I didn't do it." I said, "What?" He goes, "Well, we had a project that was due and I didn't do it." And I go, "Well,
it was on Buford too. It was so easy."
And what was it? You said it was a board or something?
Yeah, it was a poster board. It was kind of like a science project. It's called an SAE project.
Yeah, but what was it? Was it a trifold?
A trifold poster board of Buford.
Okay. So he had a week to do it. about his goat that he knows everything about. He's got pictures. All you do is just make it.
Yep.
And he comes to me and says, don't worry, it's no big deal. And I go, wasn't it your final? He goes, no, I've learned it's only 5% of my final. So I'm still good. I'm like, why are you calculating the easiest way out, the minimal effort you can do? Why is that a thing?
Because he just wants it to be over at this point. It's okay. Not the right road to take.
And
but
when
that's...
When I tell you he had the same attitude last year at his 11th grade finals, what are you going to tell me then?
He was done with school.
Oh, for God's sake. See, you make so many excuses for him. You do. You're like, well, and no matter what I bring up about how he's fucking up his life, I look over at you and the first thing you do is, well, now, you know, and you say things like, he's just done with school. Or, oh, you know what your favorite one is? Whenever I tell you he fucked up with something and I'm mad, you wait till I get done talking and you go, now you did it too. Oh my God, am I so sick of hearing that. You did it too.
It's true. You have to think what we did back in the day.
No, I don't. I do not. I have to think about what's best for him at this moment in time. Do you know what he did the other day? Did I tell you what he did with his car with his buddies out in the street?
Yep, you told everybody.
Oh, we already talked about that?
Yes.
With the...
Yes.
The...
Yes.
I can't think of the name.
Yes.
You're not helping.
We've already talked about it.
The serving trays.
Yes.
Under his tires.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so
I never did that, so you can't say I did that too. Now can I get him in trouble?
You were kind of jealous that they even thought of that. You did. When he told you, you were like, damn, why didn't we think of that?
That is pretty funny.
And then they realized, who had the metal ones?
I don't know. But see, also, I didn't have a front-wheel drive car. You can only do that if your front-wheel drive car. His 1991 boxy Toyota Camry is front-wheel drive, so you can slide these serving trays from Carl's Jr.
I'm so thankful my mom's alive.
Under the back wheels and pull your e-brake, and it goes. But I can't do that. I had a Pinto. I had a 79 Pinto. The rear wheels were my driving wheels.
I'm so thankful my mom's not alive. Could you believe him going up to his grandma? Hey, Bima, guess what your car does? Oh, my goodness. She
your mother would have looked at him and said, oh, those are kind of like skis. Good job.
She would not. She would think, my poor car.
Well,
oh, God.
All right. So I know every time he does something wrong, I get yelled at. You did it too. I did not. I never put trays under the back wheels of my cars. So now can I get him in trouble? What's your story now?
No comment.
There we go. And finally, the father has won a round. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you. That's right. You have nothing to say.
All right. Let's change the subject.
All right. To what?
I saw that the new video format or the new video that you guys did yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Or he asked you, or you guys were talking about this new project or a video.
What happened is that YouTube subscribers are around 400,000, which is extremely good. But there was a video that we saw from a guy who said, here's how I got 4 million followers in like 4 months.
You're giving out your secret.
No, I'm giving out his secret. And he goes, you have to do a cover picture, a thumbnail this way. You have to, he said to misspell a word.
I heard you guys talking about
that. In the
title. Yeah.
And then he goes, you have to keep it around 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. And he said, whatever your picture is, because people click on the picture, whatever it is if you entice them with a picture, he goes, the second your video starts, bam, you got to hit them right in the mouth with whatever it was you were showing them. Don't hold it till the end. People do that. Like, well, I'm going to show you a volcano exploding in my picture, but I'm not actually going to show you the volcano till the end of the video. No.
So you guys did an experiment.
Well, we did what we were already doing the 2 minute drills with me getting loud and angry and mad.
Uh-huh.
And we just took our 2 minute drills, which weren't doing very well. They were doing okay, but they weren't doing very well on YouTube. And we took it, and all we did was put it into this guy's format.
Okay.
That's all we did. Same thing we always do, but we changed it to how this guy says this works. And the first one we did yesterday is over 4 times the views. We picked up 2,000 subscribers in 1 day.
Wow.
Just by changing, this guy was right. He was smart and he had it right. So the videos that we're already doing, he just changed them to follow a few simple rules, and here they go. Now it's off.
Wow, that was cool. And I liked the video. It was very catching, very good.
You know, yeah, I'm glad you did.
And it was very relevant to what's happening right now these days.
That was one of his criteria. Grab something that you're passionate about that's happening right now. Don't wait a week.
And people are feeling exactly the way you feel right now.
I think so. I think a lot of Americans feel that we've been pushed into a corner with this woke movement stuff, and we're just lashing out now. And they're mad because we're lashing out. What the fuck did you expect us to do?
Exactly. Jeez. Let's not go down that road.
I'm not.
So what was the deal? You guys, I was sound asleep last night. And I got woke up by this one screaming, like, okay. I don't know, 2 a.m.
I didn't scream.
He was screaming like a girl.
I did not scream. I yelped.
Okay. <That's> All right. Then I thought he was the dog.
I yelped. And it was just because, okay, first of all, this goes back to you. This is your fault.
No, it's not.
I tripped over my boot.
That is not my fault.
It is.
It's your shoes.
Yes, but you know the anniversary contract renewal promise we made to each other that I'd have no clothes out on the bedroom floor. I promised you that with our anniversary that I would put all of
the dirty. But you failed.
There's no hamper. You took the hamper.
There is a hamper in our closet.
No, that's not mine. That's
yours.
Doesn't
matter. Just find a hamper.
That's, you're missing the point.
No, there is no point missed.
You've kept a hamper near my, at the end of the dresser.
Yeah, I've made it real simple for him. I put a hamper like within 2 feet of where you take your clothes
at the end of the dresser.
But it still doesn't get there.
There's no hamper. There's no
place
to put it.
There is another hamper in the closet.
Okay, I'm not walking my fat ass all the way across the bedroom, through the bathroom, and into the closet so I can... There was a hamper right there.
Then how come I can do that?
Well, because I guess you're just a better person than I am.
Well, thank you
all
for acknowledging
you. Okay, so the clothes are now on the floor because there's no hamper.
What does that have to do with shoes?
I mean, couldn't see the shoe. It was under the shirt of the clothes that were on the floor because there's no hamper.
Well, you're the dumbass that left them there.
There's no hamper. Where did you want me to leave them?
Put your shoes somewhere else.
Okay, now I take off my shoes first, then my pants, then my shoes. So they're there at the bottom of the pile. That's the right order. Ask any guy out there. That's the right fucking order. So, because you took the hamper away, I screamed because you hurt me.
Okay.
You Dad, did.
You've come a really long way to circle that around. Circle it around.
But I got it. It's
no,
logical.
It's not.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Every guy out there is a...
That's fine. You
they're
can
nodding
drop,
their heads with me now.
That's fine. You can drop your drawers on top of your boots. But after that, that's on you. You left your boots
right there. I'd rather
not.
If there was a hamper, I'd rather not.
So then if there was a hamper, you would have moved your boots, is what you're saying.
I would have seen my boots.
How?
There would have been no clothes covering them.
Bullshit. Because there's clothes all over the...
Here we go. You just trying
room.
To... You didn't know where to go with that one, did
oh,
you?
Oh, shut up. No, I'm still right. You're wrong.
Oh, my God. That's total woman thinking right there. No logic to it at all, but all of a sudden, I'm still wrong. No. Even, you know, every guy out there listening, every man listening to this agreed with me, and probably some of the women too. They're nodding their heads going, yeah, you know, your man's got a point. Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. The girls are totally siding for you. You guys just will not, no matter what.
The girls are siding
with
me.
I'm sorry.
That is right.
I'm sorry. Siding with me.
Hey, the doorbell is ringing, so I will tell you guys a story while she goes and gets the doorbell. Maybe we'll cut this part out. Maybe we won't. You guys know that she's been battling, my wife, Gen X Mom, has been battling pain. She's suffering because she beat cancer years ago, and a byproduct of that is the chemotherapy is killing her. So she's been trying for the first time in the last 6 months off and on gummies, CBD, the THC, I don't know if there's any THC in these, but the gummies for pain. And it's an experiment. She doesn't know how many to take. You don't know how often to take them. You don't know what they're going to do. It's just like learning how to drink or learning how to smoke weed. It takes practice. And anybody who says it doesn't know what they're talking about does. All of this takes practice. So she's figuring it out. And the gummies thing, she was learning, experimenting right at a time when she got sick. So we had to start over. Say, well, we can't really judge it because you're taking gummies when you're sick and that didn't, you know, changes how you feel. Now that she's better, no more flu, no more feeling bad. Now it's just the pain. Now she starts taking the gummies again. Two things I've noticed. One is that I got the reason I know I'm going to say this, that I got up and she had been sleeping for 5 hours straight. How do I know? Because every time she gets up, she goes into the bathroom just like I do, because we're old. Yeah. And so when I get up, I go to the bathroom, I go back to bed. I get up 5 hours later, go to the bathroom. If the toilet seat is still up, then I know she hasn't been awake. She hasn't been up and doing anything. And so these gummies have allowed her to get 4 or 5 hours deep sleep where she doesn't move. I know that's very good for her. That's one byproduct of her learning how to take these. It's worked well. The other one is, the bad part is that she's been having really weird dreams. So the hey, look, and she's back. I was talking about your gummies. I was saying that I know you sleep good with them because I got up, I went to the bathroom. 5 hours later, I got up, I went to the bathroom. The toilet seat was still up. I knew you had not been up during that time.
That's your test?
Yeah, that was my test. So I the gummies are helping you sleep. That's one. But then there's also these weird, trippy nightmare things you're going through.
Yes. Okay. And I don't remember them the next day. That's no. The thing. Not last night, the night before, I woke up and I was like, my hands were in fists. My teeth were clenched.
Oh, you were freaking out, anxiety or mad or something, but yeah.
And when I woke up, my neck hurt because I was all clenched up and everything. And I was like, this is not good. This is not working.
No. So there's the two things that I've noticed now that she's been having the gummies and you learning, you know, as one does,
as you do,
like you do, is that she's getting a full 4 or 5 hours. And like, no matter what, remember, this is a lesson for all of you out there in America, okay? And beyond. If you're taking gummies to try to sleep, always use the toilet seat method to calculate how it's working. There you go.
That's, okay.
You're welcome, America and Denmark. That one was for free, everybody.
Oh, my God.
It's true. That's a good way to measure. That's not a bad thing. That's a very mechanical, physical attribute of what's going on. You can measure it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Glad you came up with that measurement.
Yeah, well, and just had to, wasn't trying to expose your bathroom habits, but.
Yeah, see, that's another marriage problem that people have is they fight over leaving the toilet seat up.
I leave it up. I move it when I go in there. So do you.
I know. So I'm like over it. I pick my battles. That's like the least of my concern.
And women always, I fall into the toilet.
I have done that.
Okay, quit checking for the toilet seat with your ass.
Well, when you're half asleep going in there in the middle of the night.
Either check with your hands or I have one for you. Turn on the light and check with your eyes.
I have fallen into the toilet before, and that's really that. You hit that water and whoo, it's cold. Not fun.
So I got another silly email. This one wasn't a teacher email. This was a silly one. You're going to think this is funny. this guy emails me, and his email was a little bit vague at the beginning because he was like connected to Joe Rogan.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. And he says, no. He says, I'm going to talk to Joe. The next time I see him, you know, every month or so, I go over there. And I'm like, ever since he moved to Austin.
Everybody's been on you about that.
I know.
Getting on the show.
And then so he tells me at the end, like writing back, I'm like, what do you, I don't exactly. He's like, oh, no. I'm Joe Rogan's plumber.
I guess that's a good thing.
He says, I'm over there all the time and I'll talk to him. Can you imagine the guy running up to Joe and puts the phone in? You ever see these guys? You see these guys? Joe, I'm sure Joe Rogan is aware of us.
But I wonder how many people do that to him.
If I had to honestly guess from the number of people that have said certain things, I'm going to say four. I'm going to think four people have come up to Joe and said, hey, these guys are funny or something. I mean, I'm sure he knows who we are by name. That's
about
it.
But it's not just that. It's not just you guys. I'm saying how many people that he knows in his circle that come up to him and go, hey, of all kinds of people.
Joe's probably got a rule. Don't fucking tell me. Don't put shit in my face about what you think is funny. Because, yeah, he's probably got his wife, his kids, his workers. Everybody's got an angle. Hey, you, Joe, you really ought to check this. And
yeah,
not
and
just for us.
Yeah, and it would drive the crap out of me.
He's probably got a rule. Don't fucking share shit with me. Don't send it to me.
I have people for that.
Don't link that to me, you know. The thing is, everyone asks me, like, well, wouldn't that be great to be on Joe Rogan's show? First of all, yes. And I would do everything I could to make it interesting and funny. And I'll tell you, I have seen some of Joe's podcast where he had some very uninteresting, boring, and Joe's trying to, he's trying to save the podcast, you know, he's trying to make it better.
That's so hard.
Yeah, it's tough. And I've seen him. So he knows what I'm talking about. If Joe was ever listening, he'd know. But I would do everything I could to make it fun and interesting and lighthearted, and we could drink, we could smoke cigars, and it'd be great. The problem is, if and everybody keeps saying you'd be great on Joe Rogan's podcast. No, I wouldn't. Joe Rogan takes someone on who is an expert on aliens, and he asked them, well, from a regular person's point of view, here's what I think about aliens, and then the expert talks. And then he asks regular person questions. You know, Joe's done his research, did some homework. He's got some good insight, but he's the common man asking the expert on aliens or asking the experts on Russia, or he's asking Elon Musk, or he's asking Jordan Peterson.
He's the dumb mechanic in the middle of the desert.
Right, that's what I do. We would just stare at each other. I mean, you know, what do you think, Joe? Yeah, that's what I think too.
You guys would. Is he a Gen Xer?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, so he doesn't need to know what a Gen X thinks.
No,
he already knows.
I can't. I would love to be on his program. I would get on a plane in a minute and be in Austin, but I don't know.
What you guys would talk about.
Yeah, Joe, I would hate to put it on him. I would hate to have him sit down and look at me and go, all right, my wife said I have to do this. Let's get it over with.
Yeah, or it would have to be like, how did Gen X talks? That one, how people usually talk about you guys is like, so how did Gen X get started?
Yeah.
How far can you go with that on a podcast?
I don't know. I don't know what I'll turn it on. I will turn it on to, I'll turn this up to 11 to make it go. I would do that. But yeah. I just don't know. If Joe calls me and says, hey, you know, I think we'd have some fun. We could talk about stuff. Because you know what? I would talk about a lot of the moments that Joe has had with other people.
There you go.
Like I would say, hey, Joe, I was watching this podcast with you and Elon Musk where he says this and then you replied with that. What the fuck was that about, man? Because I've watched so many of his shows, I'm pretty well versed in what his program is. And there's some definite stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
But then I'm turning it from his show into my show where I'm interviewing him. And that wouldn't...
Hey, Joe, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on our podcast.
Well, you know Joe's listening. You know, Joe listens to this every Thursday. He sits down and goes, fuck, they didn't drop their podcast. You know, I know he's upset. I know he's not happy about it because he does listen to it. But, you
what
know...
What if Joe asked you, would you run for president? You know, everybody... I swear, every... live stream you do or every video, there's always one person that comments, I would vote for you if you were president. If you ran for president, what would you do?
Yeah.
Would you, I mean, you could answer it again right now.
If Joe said that, what would I do?
Yeah, what would you say to him?
I would tell Joe, I have way too many skeletons in my closet to run for public office.
And he'd go, yeah, and like everybody else in this world.
Well, what, you know, I said that one time and somebody said, that's almost a requirement
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So... hey, if you reveal it out there and you tell all your skeletons and let it all fly, they can't investigate. What are they going to investigate? You just went, yep.
Yeah, I did that.
You agreed to everything. There will be no commissions.
Did you do this? Yes, I did that. Yeah. Did you do that? Yeah, sorry about that.
Wouldn't that be awesome if a president did that and said, yep, did it, done it,
did you
it,
really good. Stand naked on a golden pyramid while women threw pickles at you? That was me.
So there's no investigation. Thank you very much. Let's move on. So did you do this? Yes, I did. Where would you go? Where would they?
Well, you can't go anywhere with it.
The news media would be like, shit.
They could tell the American people, and half the people I know would go, yeah, I've done that shit too.
Exactly. We need a president that would totally do that.
Okay, so let's just have me be a write-in. You can write in your presidential.
Don't say that.
Just
people
have him write in Gen X dad in the... The CNN,
don't say that. They might do it.
The CNN primaries would come up and say, well, Trump and DeSantis are leading the pack, but kind of here at the bottom, we do have 600,000 votes for who the hell's Gen X dad?
They're going to find out. We're going to have some people knocking on our door.
It was handwritten in.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. You know, some people are probably going to do that. That'd be funny. I wish if they did do it, I hope they take a picture of it.
That would be so funny.
And that they filled in your name and
just
sent
took it with their phone. That would be funny.
But seriously, we've had a lot of new people following us and people ask all the time. And let's be serious right now. People said, would you run for president? And be honest. Tell me what your feeling is on it.
No, I couldn't.
Okay, more?
Because you have to have, you know, I'm not an expert in political office, of course. But I couldn't do it because I'd have no financial backing. There's just, you need super PACs with $30, $40, $50 million to get behind you. I can't get a sponsor.
Yeah, but I don't know if you need a sponsor. I think there would be enough people in the world. Well, Joe Schmoes of the world, the blue collar, they would.
You know, that, do you want to know what's funny is what you're describing is what happened to Trump. Trump got free press because he was in the mix. Uh-huh. And every time he wanted to do a message, he didn't have to put out $40 million in commercials. The press, first of all, the press wanted him to win the primaries because they thought he would be easily defeated by Hillary Clinton. So they just kept interviewing him and following him around, and he never spent any money, hardly at all. Very little money.
Right.
Just because they were interested in what he was saying. Now the press might do that with me. The press all over would love for me to be the Republican primary candidate because they know I'd get my ass kicked. Even Biden would probably beat me.
I don't think so.
They would know that would be great. Let's have this Gen X dad idiot be the nominee. Then they'd follow
you around to see where you'd mess up.
Right, yeah.
But see, that's the funny thing is, yeah, you mess up or do something and you went, yep, I did it.
Well, and so if I could get that far on a fluke, okay,
uh-huh,
and I did become the nominee, then I'd have to have $50 or $60 million of people behind me, and no one's going to do that. There's not one outfit that's going to get behind me to do that. And I'd have to do like Trump did. I'd have to go into a debate and win. I'd have to win every debate.
I think you could put up a really good fight.
I don't know that I know enough. I don't know that I'm versed enough.
And that would be more, and that's okay. I think if you were totally honest and if a question came up that you didn't know and you spoke honestly and said, I would have to do some research on this topic, I think that's more honest.
Except then the press, that the interviewer at that moment would say, oh, you're vying to be president of the United States and you don't know, you're not prepared for this conversation. Then how do you expect to be president? You should be ready for everything. I would literally have to have Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, and Jordan Peterson as in my corner, in my corner, in my ear, whispering a little hell. I'd have to.
I was like, okay, there's your cabinet.
There's
your cabinet right there. Three of them.
I'd have those guys in here and say, welcome to the Oval Office. Now what do we do?
We're in.
Well, now
so
what?
How are we going to fix it?
In the debates,
that'd be awesome.
In the debates, things would go, they'd be a little weird because I have a tendency when someone overtalks me with all these facts and charts and graphs.
And I hate
that. You know, it was at the study of University of Arizona, and it's been proven the fact that, and they go blah, 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 blah,
and
blah,
percentages.
Blah, blah. Yeah, and then you get all the way done and go, all I have, and I've been in this position, as you know, all I do is look at them and go, yeah, I'm not sure all that, but you sound like you're fucking full of shit and you're making stuff up. Some of those numbers seem like you bent them in your favor.
Yeah.
Look, what you're talking about, it's not that complicated. I don't need charts and graphs. I don't need focus groups. You know, the answer to immigration is build the fucking wall and keep out the bad guys and let in the good guys. Sorry, I don't get with all your numbers you just spouted, right. But you know what? When regular Americans look at it, they're like, build the fucking wall. You build walls around prisons. You build walls around neighborhoods. Rich people have walls around their houses. So walls work. You know, Jerusalem has a wall. Israel's got a fucking wall. Walls work. The Great Wall of China fucking worked. that was built to keep a dog out, yeah. And the dog never got in the yard.
What are the rules of having a castle? Have a wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big walls. Big walls. So I could say all that and go, you know, thanks for all your charts and graphs. But this is what it boils down to. You're full of shit. You build the, if the topic was immigration. But whatever the topic is, it's almost like when I get into debates with people, I got to bring it back. They always try to overtalk you.
Yes.
They bring up, well, you know, the Paris Climate Accord, there was a professor and like, yeah, fuck, shut up. I don't care. I don't give a shit about what you're about to say.
But I think you know enough about stuff to make a comment. And I love when the fact that you can come up with a comment like that about like the immigration wall in one or two sentences and period, we're done. I don't need to give you percentages. I don't need to give you facts. I don't need to give you a person behind the reason. You just come up with a statement and a period and move on. I love that. That's how I would do the debates.
And that's how the debates go. One of the debates I was in with someone was about taxes. And they said, Trump lowering taxes ruined the country. And I'm like, do you realize that in your own world of charts and graphs, Trump lowered taxes and the tax revenue for the country went up like never, like we'd never seen before. And they always say that's backwards. That's not how it works. How do you lower taxes but collect more? And I simply said, listen, I'm not going to get in the weeds with you on this. Keep it simple, man. Keep it nuts and bolts. Generation X. Let's keep it common sense. Lower taxes, people to keep that money. People now have the money. They have their tax money. They go out, they spend more. The money, if it's kept in the hands of the people, circulates. And more people have jobs and more people spend. So guess what? You get more taxes, sales tax, and you get more income tax because more people are working. That's it.
Huh, common sense.
I'm not going any deeper than
that. That's what I'm saying.
It's fucking simple. Very simple. And I would look at the guy across there and go, all the other shit you said is fucking bullshit. Yeah, it's all fucking wrong.
That's all it is. But just weed through the bullshit.
I would be, to put it in perspective for Generation X, this will sum it up nicely. If I were to run for president and I was in the middle of debates and interviews, I would look very much like Joe Pesci from My Cousin Vinny.
And what's wrong with that?
I'd get out there and it was my turn to talk. Yeah, everything that guy said was bullshit. And I'd go sit down.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe we need to like spice up those debates a little bit with that.
All right. I'll tell you what. If Joe Rogan actually puts me on his podcast, I will, for any reason at all, even for 5 minutes, I will make a concerted effort to put out presidential talking points.
And see. Oh, my goodness. So let's go down a notch.
So Joe, the fate of the world is on you now.
So let's bring it down a little notch on the political thing. What about running for governor of California?
Nobody's here to vote for me anymore. Every conservative moved out saying, fuck California, fuck that place, I'm out of here. Then we had a recall election for Newsom, and then he won. Conservatives lost, Republicans lost.
Right.
And then everybody wrote, oh my God, you guys had the chance to get rid of that fucker, and you didn't vote him out of office? No. All of you left. Everyone, you know, 10 million Republicans left and went to Idaho and Texas. There wasn't anybody left to vote him out of office when we got the chance. Had you people stayed here when the opportunity came to get rid of him, maybe we could have, but you fuckers left.
You don't think you could do it? You could even get on the ballot and go for it?
I don't think so. I don't think there's a way. I think that we're getting close. I know you don't want to hear this because it's not good news, but they are destroying so many parts of California. The last one is Hollywood leaving. They're leaving now. But when it's done and someone says, hey, the last person out of Hollywood, turn off the light on your way out.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people, even Democrats are going to go, okay, all right, hold on. What the fuck have you guys done
but
here?
But what? How will California recover from that? I mean, that's such a huge...
I'm guessing there would be just this massive swing the other way. The pendulum would swing the other way. And every person voting would vote conservative, Republican, just down the check. Check, 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 check. Vote, vote, vote. Red, 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 red. Wouldn't even matter. I think they would be so desperate. Which is what happens when you push people so far, they become very desperate. They'll do anything.
So you, if Hollywood moved to Texas, let's assume they did.
Yeah.
Would that change that state to blue? Because Hollywood is majorly blue.
They're not really going to sway much in Texas when they get there. They're going to move into places that are already blue anyway, so who cares? But what I'm saying is that I think in California, because I live here, I'm not talking like I live in Illinois and I'm guessing, I'm not watching a television program. I live here. I lived here a long time. And I'm looking at it going, people are about fed up. Even Democrats are like, okay, now you've lost us Hollywood. You keep losing us corporations. At some point, everyone's going to be pissed. They're going to be so desperate that maybe even a guy like me could run for some sort of office and they'd give me a shot at it. Maybe because I couldn't do any worse. I couldn't do any worse.
I guess so.
So that's the way to look at it. If I, you know, this is going to be this podcast is going to get like zero views because
you don't know that.
Yeah, we shouldn't have
so
gone.
So I have some trivia from viewers that the kid gave me some questions that he's come across. So I want to give you the question.
I'm angry right now. You got me all riled up. Can I answer angrily? Yes.
No.
All right, go.
Trivia from viewers.
Okay.
To see how deep we can go in Gen X. And I want you to pause for a second before you give your answer so the people listening can give their answer, okay?
I can go deep in Gen X, baby.
Okay, let's see.
I was there. Okay.
Remember the Rice Krispies?
No, the cereal.
It was the cereal.
Yeah.
What were the guys' names? Pause for a minute.
On the cereal box?
Yeah. What were the names of the guys on the cereal box?
The little three guys?
Yes.
I know.
Everybody got their answer? All right, go.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
Okay.
Come on. Give me something tough.
Here's another cereal that we grew up with. Vanilla Captain Crunch.
Oh.
Do you guys remember the Vanilla Captain Crunch?
Everyone's shaking their head because no one remembers that. I'm like what the only guy left.
The mascot. Hold on.
See,
pause.
The mascot for the peanut butter was an elephant, right? Peanut Butter Crunch was an elephant guy?
I think so. Right?
Captain Crunch was, of course, the mascot for Captain Crunch.
Okay, what was Vanilla Captain Crunch?
Crunchberry Beast was the Crunchberries. He was that yellow and red dotted Crunchberry Beast. Vanilla Captain Crunch was super, super rare. You know, there was two mascots.
Wait, okay. I'm going to have to take your word for it because there, I didn't eat
well,
that.
Well, one was a whale. It was a big white whale way out in the ocean. You could see this whale squirting water out of its top. Big, big whale.
Okay.
But then there was another one after that, and I can't remember the second one, but it was a whale. If anybody who said whale, you got it right. But I can't remember the second one. But they didn't make Vanilla Captain Crunch for very long, and it was one of my favorite cereals.
All right. Well, here's one. Remember the movie The Breakfast Club?
I do.
Detention was held at what fictional high school?
I know this.
Does everybody have their answer?
I know this.
Okay, what is it?
Shermer High School.
Yes,
I know.
I believe so.
It is.
Do you know where they actually filmed it? Or where they
in Indiana, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I'm not
or
sure.
Illinois, somewhere. Well, John Hughes lived in Chicago.
Okay.
So I think it was somewhere Indiana or Illinois, somewhere back where he was.
Okay. I'm not sure. I was just throwing that out there. That was something random. What was the name of David Hasselhoff's car in Knight Rider?
Yeah, that's easy. But the hard part is what does it stand for? And I don't remember.
I know what it is.
What?
I know what it stands for.
What? No, what was the car's name?
Kit.
And what did it stand for?
Knight Industries.
That's as far as I can get too. What?
Wait, Knight Industries.
Yeah, see?
Technology.
You're just making that up now. You don't know.
I can't remember.
It is. It's Kit, but I can't remember. Like Knight Industries 2000, I think. Or something.
That's it. You're right. And that's what it is.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I was guessing.
Yes, that's what it is.
All right.
So on the Return of the Jedi, in the Return of the Jedi,
yeah.
What planets did the Ewoks live on? Ewoks.
Planets? There's more than one?
That's what's written. Planets.
Well, I don't know how many planets the Ewoks live on, but I know the one they lived on, it was the, you want me to say it? Can I say it?
Yeah.
Endor. They lived on Endor.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. I didn't read these ahead of time. Who did almost all the voices in the Looney Tunes cartoons?
Oh, when we were kids?
Yeah, them all.
He did almost Bugs Bunny. He did almost all the voices.
Yeah. Do you remember who it is?
I do. Mel Blanc.
You are correct.
With a C. Mel Blanc.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right. So let's venture into something fun now.
Oh,
I'll get you out of your bad mood.
I'm still pissed off about politics. You shouldn't have done that to me.
I'm sorry. Now you're thinking of running?
Well, you know, you never bring this up. You took this podcast in a whole different direction there.
Because I really wanted to hear your view on it. I mean,
can't you ask me that over lunch or something?
Okay, next lunch. Lunch date. That's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, good.
So let's talk about what's coming up. Well, next week, before we do the next podcast, Lionheart is arriving.
Oh, yeah. He's flying out from Missouri with his tool belt.
Yes,
yeah.
He is. So is he going to be on the podcast next week?
We should have him because he's a senior staff member here.
Correct.
We should have him, on anything we can. If we get enough microphones, we should do it.
Oh, that would be awesome. We can get an update. So
and why is he coming out here? It's not a social call.
No, it's not. What is he doing?
Well, we have the shell of the studio built and he is going to help us with the inside, but I have bad news.
And you're dropping this on me right now live?
I figured you won't yell at me quite as bad.
Oh, so you're upset I brought politics into it, but you're going to throw me under the bus right now or say something bad.
Well, throwing you under the bus where you have your hands tied and you can't yell at me, that's comedy gold.
It's coming after the podcast, though. You're going to have to shut off the podcast sooner or later. What is it?
to build the, there's two phases to building the interior of the studio. One is to run all the wiring in the walls and soundproof the walls, the drywall, the clips, the hat channels, and then, mudding and taping and painting, and we're done. And then you have to come in with all of the equipment. You got to come with the microphones and the stands and the cameras and the brackets. That's all setting up for the electronics part. I'm barely going to have enough money with all the donations we've received from everybody. I'm barely going to have enough money to finish the interior. I won't have enough to start buying cameras and special cables for the cameras and special cables for the microphones. So the studio is going to get done. But actually to sit down, we can sit in there. There's going to be tables and chairs. There's going to be a desk, but there's going to be, the only thing I've got is the cameras that I've been buying as we go along that we've saved up on, and a few microphones and some of the pieces that have been donated. We got a few of those. But
well, then we'll put in what we can and we'll work on it from there.
Yeah, we're just not going to have quite where we wanted to be, but it's so expensive. I had no idea. I penciled it out in my head when we started all this. And it is 2.5 times more than what I thought it was going to be. And it's taken a year when it was only supposed to take 3 months.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Oh, don't whine. Don't complain about your table.
All you need to tell me is that you're going to be out of my dining room very soon.
Yes. When line's done, we should be out of the dining room.
Fine. Then if it takes another year to finish the whole thing.
You don't care because I'm outside.
Just get out of my house. Get out.
To get it finished, though, I'm going to need to get into our savings a little bit.
What?
I'll find a way to repay you, but I got to get into our savings a little
bit.
What? Look, I can't do it without money. I can't shit drywall, okay?
Wow, that would be amazing. I would like to see that.
Yeah, well, and purple Twinkies. All right, so Lion will be out here. We'll put him on the podcast. We'll put him in front of the camera a few times. We'll film some stuff, record some stuff.
Are you going to put him on the live streams?
You know what? I don't know. I'm just worried about getting the studio built. You're worried about all the fluff that goes along with it.
Well, he's out here. You might as well use him.
I think we were using him to, build the studio.
Oh my God. Well,
so anyway, I'm trying to finish it, but it's getting close, but I even cashed in all my aluminum cans. I'm not quite there yet. So,
it's okay. It's all going to come together. We'll get it. So and yes, you can take stuff out of the savings. That's fine.
Okay. What else do we got coming up? We got the Lionheart's coming out for, that's a big 10 days. That is a big 10 days around here for him doing that. We got VidCon coming up. That's coming up where people can come see us and check us out there. And we're all going to have matching shirts as we walk around. So you'll be able to see us. We'll be in bright orange or something.
No, we're not.
And what else? The Route 66 car show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think we're going to see a lot of people out there. Many people have let us know, and that's going to be in
Fontana. Yeah,
you can go to our website and get all the information if you're here in California.
There's pictures and links and phone numbers and addresses. It's not just us there.
It's a big car show. In-N-Out Burger is going to be there. That's going to be really fun.
A lot of cars, 200 cars. Plus a lot of booths set up for stuff. It's an all day event. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to try to get us there like before it opens, like at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. Why are you shaking your head? Why did you just roll your eyes at me?
I don't want to go that early. I'm going to be that teenage kid going, I don't want to go that early.
Then just sleep on the truck all the way down there.
I don't want to go on the truck. Why don't we go the day before?
And do what? Just get a
hotel room or something.
Because I don't have enough money for the tunnel cover on the truck. It's like $3,000 and everything will get stolen out of the back of our truck. So no, not a possibility.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Oh my God. All right. What else was there? There's something else. I made a note. I'm going to come down. Mike Perkins is already here. More people are stopping by. That's a good thing to help out. There's people that are interested and they're going to come help us. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
So we're going to have a nice quiet Memorial Day weekend too, which I'm kind of looking forward to. But the weather is going to be, actually the weather is going to be beautiful. It's going to be like in the 80s here in California, but I don't do the swimming pool in 80 degree
no,
weather.
You don't. I actually want to try to get Gen Z kids friends over here for 2 days. And I think we can get the entire outside of the property put back together, repaired, and how we want it. over this weekend, let them go swimming in the afternoon, maybe do some burgers and stuff, and make it fun for the kids in the afternoons and evening. Get them over here, get them focused on some stuff if they can help. I'm worried that they're going to be doing stuff with their own families, though, that they're all going to be gone.
I'm sure they are. Or people are going away. Some people still go away for the Memorial Day weekend.
Well, then I just have to crack the whip harder on our kid.
We'll have to say, is there any update on the go-kart? Did the guys say anything about that?
The boys? Project, yeah, they want to bring more people in as spectators. They have friends who want to come watch. The other thing is that they're trying to build their first 3-seater go-kart. First of all, they made it longer than our pickup truck to put them. They all wanted to go in a row like a bobsled. That didn't work because they couldn't turn. So then they tried to put them side by side. Then it was so wide, it didn't work. So then they decided the driver is going to have the two people behind him kind of sitting over the top of him, his shoulders, on chairs.
Are they like doing weight distribution on this thing?
Well, so I said, okay, before you do it, because they're like, wait, we can build a seat over the motor so we can sit over the engine. Then that moves the engine more towards the front. Now it's not as long. If we're sitting side by side over his shoulders, now it's not as wide. It's all coming together in their mind.
Sounds like they're male building a hot rod and not a go-kart.
They drew this all out on the whiteboard with the dry erase pens. And then I said something simple. I said, okay, go on the side of the house, grab some 2x4s and take some nails and knock together your seat. Make it tall enough to fit over the engine. Make it wide enough to fit both of you just as a test. So they drew it out with chalk and laid out all the iron on the driveway. They sat down where they were going to sit down. Then they put the motor where the motor was going to go. Then they knocked together a seat and they put it up there. And they're so tall now, sitting on this engine with clearance. You got to give the engine clearance. You got to have this motor with like 4 or 5 inches above it. And they put they're almost standing.
Oh my gosh.
And they're still going with this design. This is still the design they're going with. They're going to have this go-kart that's going to have the center of gravity 2 feet above the go-kart. I said, yeah, if you're going to leave it like that, you guys are going to be almost standing on this go-kart, build a roll cage because you guys are going over.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, they're doing it. They're not even fazed by that. They have no concept. They're like, yep, this is going to work.
Well, I'm sure they'll want to work on that this weekend if they're all in town.
I'm sure they will if they're there. I don't mind, but it's fun watching them try.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They redesign and they try and they redesign it. The same thing we all did. Every one of us who've done that stuff, we've all done the same thing.
I agree.
Anyway, can we be done now? This thing is going to be the most nightmarish thing to edit.
We were all over the place on this one.
And the SD card kept getting filled and shutting off, and I had to switch it and drag stuff over.
And we had lots of interruptions, but, you know.
This is
one of those days.
And you went political. I'm telling you, I'm going to turn on the questions on here. I'm going to let people comment when I post this on Spotify, and I bet you everyone writes in there, Mom was wrong. Mom was wrong. Don't do the political.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right, that's fine.
That's it.
All right, I'm out. I got to go do some work around here.
You need to go feed my fat ass. I'm hungry.
When aren't you hungry?
That's not funny. All right. Listen, you guys, I'm out of here. She's out of here. I'm gone. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for wasting time with us. It's taken us 3 hours to record a 1-hour podcast with all the problems and technical difficulties we've had. We're also a day late. I'm filming this. I'm looking at my clock right now. It's Thursday, May 25th at 11:30 in the morning, and it was supposed to be the podcast was supposed to be in your hands 11 hours ago, and it's not. I'm going to hurry, but we are going to move things to Friday, so expect them now. That is how you all can start your weekends now. Please expect a wonderful podcast from your favorite Gen X family out here in the low-lying deserts of Southern California. And on Friday mornings is when it's going to come out to you. I got to go. I got to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. AM, FM, Sirius XM, or anywhere around the world on the Armed Service Radio Network. We love you guys. We wouldn't be anything without you. Remember, wherever you go, there you are. And I'll catch you guys on the flip side.